The ShotSpotter system is a collection of microphones that are set up in targeted neighborhoods. When they detect the sound of gunshots, they send a message to police headquarters that helps officers pinpoint where the shots are fired. The system has already been deployed in a few Milwaukee neighborhoods, where Police Chief Edward Flynn says it's been effective.
With the assistance of ShotSpotter technology, these officers have been able to interrupt gunfights, provide first aid, gather evidence, and just as importantly, arrest the violent criminals who plague some of our city's neighborhoods.
Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss wants to spend $175,000 of state money to bolster the system, less than a year after Republicans cut ShotSpotter in the state budget. Voss says Flynn helped convince him.
Quite frankly, I didn't really know what ShotSpotter was before we took the time to go visit, learn. And once you see the technology and the way they're deploying it, it's hard not to buy into the technology and understand what a huge game changer it can be over the course of time in transforming those neighborhoods.
Milwaukee Assembly Democrat Evan Goyke says he's glad to see the speaker's change of heart on this program, but says lawmakers should do more to prevent gun violence. For example, by restricting assault weapons.
I welcome the additional funds. Like I said, I live in the community that will be directly impacted by this, and I welcome that. I'm thankful for that. But it's only one small step, and it comes at the very end of that vicious, dangerous cycle.
Goyke also notes the $175,000 pledged by Voss falls short of the $445,000 Milwaukee stood to receive in last year's budget. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.